Begin the current daf of Rosh Hashanah daf Ches. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Yomid, but the Gemara continues the discussion of our Mishnah. That is at the beginning of our Masechta, to open up with the first parak, the first Mishnah, that there are 4 different Rosh Hashanahs. And so far we've discussed the first 1.5. That is, we spoke about that the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim and l'regalim. And then we began that there was an opinion, that of Rav Meir, that for Maisa Behema, that Rosh Hashanah is the first of El. And that is where our Mishnah continues, quoting from our Mishnah, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, they argue, and they say that the Rosh Hashanah of Maisa Behema is not as the first opinion the Mishnah says of the first of El, rather it's Be'echad B'Tishrei, it's the first of Tishrei. Now, that Amr B'Yechim, Rechim comes to explain their Machloikis, and he says, Rishnei Mekor Echad Darshu, actually, they both expound their opinions, whether it be the first of El, the first of Tishrei, from the same Pasuk. Shnei, there's a Pasuk in Tehillim that says as follows, Lov Shu Karm Hatzoin, that the flock of the sheep clothe themselves, which we're going to explain that means a reference to becoming pregnant, va'amokum yatvuvar, and the valleys, they get covered with fodder, with animal food. Now Yisrao, they will shake, af yishiru, they will also sing. Now this is obviously a reference to the animals and to the produce that even they're going to sing shirat Hashem. Now on that Rameir explains as follows. Emosei lov shu kar matzein. When is it that the flock of the sheep clothe themselves? Again, as we explained, that means to say that they become pregnant, that they become clothing themselves. It's bezman sha'amokum yatuvar. It's at that time, which the pasuk continues to say, that the valley is covered with fodder, and that is that all the grain starts sprouting, and that they're very well recognized. Now, ve'ema sha'amokum yatuvar. When is that time when the valley is covered with all the grain? That's bi'adar. Now, that's the time when they become pregnant. So, Misabris bi'adr, that's obviously saying that the pasuk is that the animals become pregnant in adr, and therefore v'yoldes bi'av, therefore they give birth in av, because the gestation period, the pregnancy of a small animal is 5 months, and therefore if one calculates from adr 5 months, you end up in av. Now therefore, Rosh Hashanah shel El, according to Rav Meir, which was the first opinion mentioned on Mishnah, comes out that the Rosh Hashanah of Maisa Behemer is going to be on the first of El. And the reason is because we have the Rosh Hashanah, which is the end of that period, is right next to the time when they're completed. So therefore, since they're born in Av, we're going to make the Rosh Hashanah, which is the cutoff line from year to year, on the first of El. They argue, they say, they interpret the pasuk differently regarding the next phrase in that parak, where it says, Amosai lovshu karm hatzayim, they define the first part of the psukim where when is it that the animals become pregnant, that the misabris is bizman, which the next parts of the pasuk, bizman shi yisroi a'u, when they start shaking, when the stalks of grain shake, and af yishir, they're even singing a song. Now, emesai shibol ma'im yishir, when is it that, quote, that the stalks of grain are saying shira? That's benisan. That's in the month of Nisan, because in Nisan is the time of the katzer, when they're reaping the grain. Now, that is the time when the grain's still in their stalks, and the wind blows on them, and they're banging one on the other, where it makes this type of a sound, which is this rustling that the pasuk is saying of Yisrael, where it sounds like that they're singing, that they're making this noise. Now, if so, it comes out that Misabris Benisan, that they become pregnant in Nisan, because that's at the time when Yisrael, that they're saying Shira, and therefore, 5 months later, the Yoldus Be'el, they give birth in El, and therefore, Rosh Hashanah Shalom Tishrei, the cutoff is right after that they're born, becomes the month of Tishrei. And therefore, they're both learning from the same psukim. The only question is, what part of the pasuk are they learning is going to be the pregnancy of the Lov Shekar Matzayin? Is that going to be the time of when they're rustling, which is going to be the time of Nisan? Or is it going to be the time when they're all out there in full bloom, and that's going to be in the month of Adar? That's the machlokes regarding the 2 different periods. Is it when the fodder of the animal is there with the Zriya Semachas, that's Adar, or is it going to be that looks like the same Shir in Nisan? But now the Gemara asks, on each opinion, what do they do with the other part of the pasuk? The Gemara asks, V'idach Nami, according to a mayor, Hoksiv Yisra'au Af Yeshiru, it says also in the pasuk that, which sounds like it's elaborating on the time when the animal is going to become pregnant, which is that at the time when they're banging one the other, which we explained is in Nisan, that sounds like that they become Misabris in Nisan. So how could he say that it's going to be in Aleph El, because they become pregnant in Av, when it sounds like that actually that they give birth in Av, where it sounds like that actually that they give birth in El, because they're becoming pregnant in Nisan? So that the Gemara answers, Hahu Bafalta. That is talking about that there are sheep that are Matifais, which that's what the pasuk is talking about that reference of Yad Fuvar, that they're late in receiving a male until Nisan. And therefore, yes, that there are later ones that do become pregnant then, which they only give birth in El. But since the majority are earlier, that's why it's going to be in the first of El. And it's only these later ones that have been Nisan. But again, the majority, since they're from Adar, therefore they generally give birth in Av. And that's why the new year for the Ma'aseh Behemah will be the first of El, not the first of Tishrei. But the Pasuk is not contradictory, because the Pasuk is saying that there are some that are later, but we go based on the majority. Then the Gemara asks on the other opinion. What do they do with that? That sounds like that it's when they're misabis in Adar, because that's the time when the Zriya, all the grains are tzemachas, are sprouting, which is earlier than when they're banging one the other making the song, which is in Adar. So it sounds like that they give birth in Av. So therefore the cutoff should be Aleph El like Remeir, not Aleph Tishrei like they say. Now the Gemara says, "Who bechafiyasa the asim adar?" That's talking about the early ones which come in adar. But again, we go on the majority, and the majority actually are become pregnant in Nisan, and which is the time when Yisrael Yeshiru, and then they give birth in El, and that's where the cutoff is Aleph Tishrei, not Aleph El. So that's the explanation, like Rabbi Yechonon said, of both opinions from the same pesukim. Now on that the Gemara asks, but Bishlam Remeir, we could understand Remeir that he expounds the pasuk kidachsiv. It's in the chronological order of the pasuk. It says, "Love shu kar matzayin." As we explained, that what does it mean that they get clothed? It means to say that they expand, they get pregnant. Now, Bisman, that's at the time which the pasuk continues saying of Shamakum Yatuvar, which is when the valleys are covered with the animal food, which is in Adar, as we said, because that's when the Zriyat Samachas. Now, then the pasuk continues, Ve'ikanami, and there is also a minority of animals that Yisra'au Af Yeshiru, that they only become pregnant until the time of Nisan, which is when the stalks are really banging against each other, making this type of a song. So that's also, but again, since the majority are from Adar, that's why they go ahead and they give birth in Av, and that's why Ma'aseh Behemah is in El. But El Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, but based on how we just defined the Pasuk, according to Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, that they say majority actually become pregnant in Nisan, and only the minority become pregnant in Adar, then Ipchumi Boile, the Pasuk should have been written in the reverse. It should have said, Love Shukar Matzain, as it starts off, that the sheep, the flock of sheep, become pregnant Bizman at a time, Sheisru'au Af Yeshiru. That should have been said first, which is a reference to Nisan, because that's what they hold the majority as. And the Ikanami, there are also those, Dam Mokum Yatvavar, that also become pregnant at a time of Adar. But the way it's written now sounds like that these are the majority, this is the normative, which is in Adar. And then there are also those in Nisan. But that's not the way we just define the contra Blas of Shimon, that the reason why they say that it's a later time, the Ma'aseh Behemah, the first of Tishrei, because they only become pregnant in Nisan. But then if that's the primary one, that should have been said first and not second. Sibba the Gemara says, Elamar Rava, rather Rava says, the explanation of their Machloikis is not as we had said before when we quoted Rabbi Yechonon. Rather, the Kuliyame, actually everyone agrees, Love Shukar Matzayin, if you want to interpret the Pasuk, that the animals become pregnant, it is bizman shemokum yatvu bar ba'adr. It actually is at the time of when the animal food are sprouting, which is in Adar, and therefore you're right. Everyone would agree that the animals give birth in El. Now, however, b'hochab haikram kamifka. Actually, their machlekes is dependent on a different concept, based on how they interpret the following drushin in another pasuk. There's a pasuk in Devarim that says aser to aser, that one should give a tenth from his produce. Now, it says a double, a redundancy. So that the Gemara says, B'shnei Ma'aseh Kasam Adabim. The Pasuk is actually alluding to two different types. Echad Ma'aseh Behemah, Echad Ma'aseh Dagon. One is talking about a tenth of one's produce, of one's grain, and one's talking about a tenth of one's animals. Now this is where their Machlekes is. Again, not because if it was based on the previous Pasuk, everyone would agree to Remeir that the Ma'aseh Behemah would be on the first of El, because it gives birth in Av. The Machlekes is based on this understanding of comparing the Ma'aseh Behemah to Ma'aseh Dagon. Remeir holds makish ma'aseh behemah le'ma'aseh dagan. As the pasuk is doing, it's putting it together aser to aser. We equate the ma'aseh behemah to ma'aseh dagan, and that is ma ma'aseh dagan, just like the tenth of one's grain. Samach legamra isuray, that immediately after the produce is completed, that's when you give off your ma'aseh, and that is the Rosh Hashanah for ma'aseh dagan is by Tishrei, as the Gemara brings later on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Braisa. Now, Tishrei is immediately after the process of the grain is completed, and that's because of the entire summer months they're left out to dry up in these piles in the fields. And right after that is Tishrei, and that's when they're Meisers. Now, so therefore, Meir says, Af Meiser Behema. So too, that same halacha would be equated to the tenth of one's animals, is Samach Legamrai, near when it's concluded, which is when it gives birth, which is enough, is Isuroi. That's when you take off its tenth, which is in the first of El. However, Elazar, Reb Shimon, Sarbi, they hold, Yes, makash ma'isa behemah l'ma'isa dagan. We equate, as the pasuk is doing, the tenth of one's animals to the tenth of one's grain, but they do it in the following manner. They say ma'isa dagan, just like the tenth of one's grain. Rosh Hashanah shalai tishrei, it's Rosh Hashanah because that's when it's concluded. Is through El, then it's ma'isa is on the first of tishrei. Af ma'isa behemah, it's an absolute comparison. So too, the tenth of one's animals, Rosh Hashanah shalai tishrei. Because we do exactly like by Ma'aseh Dagan, which is Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, so do by Ma'aseh Behemah. And that is what their Machlekes is based on, how to understand the equation of Asa to Asa, of comparing Ma'aseh Behemah to Ma'aseh Dagan. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. So we spoke about the two Rosh Hashanahs. One is actually debated. We spoke about the Rosh Hashanah of Nisan, the first of Nisan, which is for Malachim and for Regalim. Spoke about a possibility, Machlekes and Mishnah, of the first of El. Then the Mishnah went on to the third one, Be'echad B'Tishrei. The first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, is Rosh Hashanah for years. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Helchazah, exactly what does this mean, that's a Rosh Hashanah for years? What halachic kapon are we talking about? So Amar Papa, Papa says, L'Shtaris, it's a reference to documents, which means to say that the way they would date their documents would be based on the years of the kings, of when they reigned, as the Gemara had explained already on the beginning of Masechet Daf Beis, and that would be the relevance for counting the years. Based on the years, they would start, the reign of the kings would start on the first of Tishrei. It's not like, we'll learn the Mishnah Masechet Shviyas. That what is the halachic ramification of knowing precisely what is the date of the document regarding that we're basing it on the reign of the king that it begins a new year on the first of Tishrei? Because the Mishnah there says that shtari cheva mukdam psulim. If you wrote an earlier date than when the actual loan happened, it invalidates the entire document, and you can't even get from any what's called nechasim shabadim, which is if the borrower had then sold after the date of the loan. Generally, the document can then say here, everything that you had was indebted to me, and if someone purchased, I can go ahead from the lekuchas. This would invalidate the document, and even a later date from when the actual loan happened, you would not be able to go ahead and collect. However, if it's a later date, then it is valid, and although you made it later, but you can at least collect from that date and collect from those who had purchased after the date of the loan. Now, that's the halachic ramifications of when is it, because we have to know when did the king begin his reign to know. If we see a date in the document one way, and we know that the loan happened at a certain time, was it before or after? We would have to know when the reign of the king begins in its yearly cycle. So that's what we're telling you, it begins at the first of Tishrei. Now, that the Gemara asks, but now we learned in our Mishnah, the first halacha, in the beginning of the Masech, that says, Be'echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah Malachim, and we said one of the things, that the first of Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah, for it's for kings. Now, Varminam, we already asked in the beginning of the Masech, Lamai Helchasa, what exactly does that mean, that the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for kings? And we said, V'amrav Chizda, means l'shtaris, it means for documents, which means to say that we base the years of the reign of the king, that it begins anew on the first of Nisan. So how could Rav Papa say that for shtaris, which is the same halacha as Malachim is the first of Tishrei, which that's what he's explaining means the Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. If we already explained the mission, that means to say the first of Nisan, not the first of Tishrei. So that the Gemara answers like Kashas, not a contradiction. Actually, we had given a similar resolution on the previous Daf. Khan, when we explained in the mission that Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim is the first of Nisan, that means in reference to dating the king's reign in the documents, that was L'Malach Yisrael. That's for the Jewish kings. Khan, over here, we were defining that the Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim means for the years of the reign of the king for documents, that it begins anew at Tishrei, is L'machum Esayim, that's for the non-Jewish kings, and they're different. And therefore, Nisan is for Jewish, Tishrei is for non-Jewish. Now, but then the Gemara asks, Elah Adam Rav Chizda, but this that Rav Chizda had said, and we quoted this in the previous daf, that Lo Yishanu, he came to qualify the halacha of our Mishnah, that said the Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Nisan is regarding Malachim. He said, you should just know, that's El L'machum Esayim, that's only for the Jewish kings. But he came to qualify and says, but for the non-Jewish kings, actually we count from Tishrei, but then that's difficult. The way Rav Papa just defined it, this is exactly what the Mishnah says. We need Rav Chizda to tell us something that it says in the Mishnah. It already says in the Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim is Aleph Tishrei, which we just explained in the Gemara, that means for Shtaris, which means to say for the reign of the kings, which we just explained means for the non-Jewish kings. So I think my answer is loy. Rav Chizda Kroy Aslashmin. You're right. Rav Chizda wasn't coming to teach us this discrepancy in halacha. There's a difference between Jewish and non-Jewish. He was just coming to teach us the sources from the Pesukim, as the Gemara had brought in the previous Dafim regarding the Pesukim in Nehemiah, to show this illustration of when that changes, if it's a Jewish or a non-Jewish king. That's what Rav Chizda is coming to teach. But the actual halacha, yes, we know from our Mishnah. Or Ve'ibayisim, the Gemara says, actually, you could say that Rav Chizda, that he had to qualify this halacha in our Mishnah to say that, oh, you should just know that the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim is only Jewish, but non-Jewish is Tishrei. Actually, because he doesn't hold of this interpretation of Rav Papa that explained that what does it mean that Alf Tishrei is Rashon Lashonim, that it means for documents, which would mean the reign of the kings, which then you would have to say means the non-Jewish kings. Rather, he learns Kireb Zer Masnila. He defines the term of Rashon Lashonim in our Mishnah like Reb Zer does. The Reb Zer, because Reb Zer said that what does it mean Rashon Lashonim? He said it means something totally different. It means Litkufa. It means for the cycle of the sun and the moon to know when to begin the counting of the creation and their beginning of the movements of the sun, of the movement of the sun and of the Meilad of the Levana, that when is its birth? When did it start moving and spinning? It started in Tishrei. V'Rebbe, and they're both going like Rebbe Lazar, the Amra, that he says, B'Tishrei Nev'Olam, that he says the world was created in Tishrei, which obviously includes the creation of the moon and the sun, which Gemara later on will explain, Daf Yud, this machlek is about when the world was created. Now they're going in his opinion, and therefore, that's what it means, that Rashon Lashonim is Aleph Tishrei, that's when the world was created. And again, that's based on Rebbe Lazar's opinion that it was on Tishrei. And that's a reference for the moon, for the Meilad of Levana and the Tekufa Sachama to know regarding different things like Bircha Sachama, different things when the things actually began. But Rashon Lashonim has nothing to do with what Rav Papa is saying of Shtaris, and therefore to say that we know it from our Mishnah, we wouldn't know it from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is not talking about any other halacha of Shtaris. It only says L'malachim is Alf Nisan, and that's what Rav Chizkiya had to say, but non-Jewish is Alf Tishrei, because our Mishnah of Shanim is talking about a different halacha of Tekufa Sachama and of the Meilad of Levana. Another interpretation that we can give for what does it mean Lashonim, and therefore wouldn't be difficult in Rav Chizda what he has to teach if the Mishnah is already teaching it. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says that Rashana Lashonim means something else. It means Ladin. It means for judgment. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world and all the people in the world on the first of Tishrei, which is what we commonly call Rosh Hashanah, everything that happens from now until the coming Tishrei. Tachsiv, like it says a pasuk in Devarim. It says, Eini Hashem Lekech Abba, the eyes of Hashem are on it, from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. In other words, all the things that are going to be decreed upon humanity and upon the world, which is from the beginning of the year, it's already decided, it's already judged what's going to be at the end. And that is what the Mishnah means when it says that Alf Tishrei is Rashana Lashana, but not about stars like Rav Papa said. Now, that the Gemara asks, if that's the halacha of the Mishnah, Mimayde Tishrei, from where do we see that beginning of the year, which is when Hashem judges the world, is on the first of Tishrei. So nothing Gemara says, it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Tiku v'achoydeh shayfer, that one should blow the shayfer by its renewal, b'kesed liyam chagenu, that when the day of our chag, of our yomtiv, is covered. Now that the Gemara explains, ezehu chag, which yomtiv is it, which we're saying liyam chagenu, we continue on Taman Beis, shachoydeh miskasaboy, that the moon, the month, is covered on that day. Which means to say that although Rosh Hashanah is actually not totally covered, but for those who are far away, for example, in the morning, those on the west, or in the evening for those in the east, since the moon is very small, because it's right at its renewal, which is basically covered, and then it has a meilad, it starts beginning anew, so which Yom Tov has it that it's the moon is covered? Hava'im is there Rosh Hashanah? And one would say that's Rosh Hashanah. Now, so we see that Pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah. Uksiv, and then it's, the Pasuk afterwards says, because it's a statute for the Jewish people. What is it? What's a statute on this day of Rosh Hashanah, which is what the Pasuk is talking about? Is Mishpat Elokei Yaakov, is judgment for the gods of Yaakov. And therefore we see that the first of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, it's a Rosh Hashanah for din, for judgment. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says Lashanim. But again, not what Rav Papa had said that it means for Shtaris, which would then be a question, what's Rav Chizkiya teaching, if the Mishnah already says it, and actually the Mishnah is not saying it, because it's a reference, according to this Teretz in the Gemara, of din, of judgment, which happens in Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara continues on this theme, specifically in interpreting this pasuk that we say on Rosh Hashanah, Tarban Lena Braisa. It says in the pasuk, Kichak li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov, because it's a chak, it's an engraving, it's something that's a statute for the Jewish people, that's a judgment for the God of Yaakov. Now, Malamed, so that the Braisa says, this comes to teach, She'im bezin shalmala nechnas l'din, that the court that's in heaven cannot enter to judge, unless the Bezdin that's here on this world, the mortals, the Jewish people, until they go ahead and sanctify the new month. Now, that's what the Pasuk means, that it says that if the Jewish people will establish the Chak of the Chaydish, they'll establish the statute of the month, which means that they're Makadish, they say it's official, it's a new month, then there could be a Mishpat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could judge the world. Tanya Dechulin, another braisa, an explanation of this pasuk. It says, Kichak li Yisrael hu, because it's a chak, it's a statute for the Jewish people. Now, Eli Eli Yisrael, I would only know that the judgment of what the pasuk's talking about, which is a chak for the Jewish people, as we said, Rosh Hashanah, is for the Jewish people, because it says, Kichak li Yisrael. How would I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges even the nations of the world? As it says, it's a judgment for the God of Yaakov, which is not just a reference for Yisrael, it's for Hashem, which includes for all the creations of the world. Now, so then why does it specify, single out the Jewish people, that it's a chuk for Yisrael if it's for the whole world? So that, the Gemara teaches, Malamed, it comes to teach you, she Yisrael nichnes t'chil ladin. It mentions them first, it singles them out, to say the Jewish people enter into the judgment on Rosh Hashanah first. Now, why would that be? Because Rav Chizda said in a similar context. Rav Chizda said, Melech v'tzibur. If there's a king and the populace and the public, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging them and they're both coming together, so that the halacha is Melech nichnes t'chil ladin. The king enters to the judgment first. Now the reason is Shenem, like it says, the pasuk Malacham Aleph. It says, and Shlomo Melech says this pasuk says Mishpat Avdoi, the judgment of his servant, which is the king. It's a reference to himself, to Shlomo Melech. UMishpat Amoi, and the judgment of his people. So the same thing, just like the king, he goes first, and then the people. So to the Jewish people come first, and then the nations of the world. Now, my time, what would be the reason why the king comes before the people, and the same thing would apply to the Jewish people and the nations? See, Ibrahim, if you want, you could say the reason is because Lav Oirch Aro Lameka Malkavroi. It's not appropriate to have the king waiting outside while everyone else is getting judged. So he goes first, and then comes the public. Ibrahim, if you want, you could say the reason why the king goes first is Mikmei Deleifish Charoinav, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very upset, so to speak, because of the sins of all the people, the king goes first, and so far he hasn't seen any sins, and then he gets judged, and then the people that have all these sins, then they get judged. Same thing applies with the Jewish people. First they go, and then the nations of the world. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that says, Ulishmitin, that one of the other items mentioned as the Aleph Tishrei, the first of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for, is for Shemitah, which every 7 years is halacha of Shemitah, that one cannot plant, one cannot do any halachas related to the ground on the seventh year. And that is what we say, that the seventh year, it begins, it's Rosh Hashanah, is going to be the first of Tishrei. To which the Gemara asks Menolim, from where do we know that the year of Shemitah becomes sanctified by Rosh Hashanah, by the first of Tishrei, and then becomes forbidden to do the work on the ground? So the Gemara says, Dechsilik, says the Pasuk Meyikra, says, Uvashana Hashvi'is, on the seventh year, reference to Shemitah, Shabbos Shabbos and Yila Aretz, that the earth should be totally rested. Now, Vagama Shana Shana Mitishrei, we learn that the term of Shana, which here it's saying that halacha applies, Bashana Hashvi'is, from the month of Tishrei. Dechsil Mereshis Hashana, as we learned before, that a reference of Tishrei is Ine Hashem Akechaba Mereshis Hashana Badach Hashana, which is a reference to Tishrei. So we see it's in Mereshis Hashana, it's a reference to Tishrei. Here also Hashana is a reference to Tishrei. Now the Gemara asks, but Velig Mershana Shana Menisan, why don't you learn out the term Shana by Nisan? The Chsev Rishon Hu Lechem L'Chad She'Hashana, which we learned on the previous Dav, it's a reference to Nisan being the first of all the months of the year, as it says L'Chad She'Hashana. So you see that Shana is a reference to Nisan too. So the Gemara answers, no, Dan in Shana is She'inim Al-Chadashim. We learned the term of Shana that doesn't have in its context a reference to months, which by Shemitah doesn't say that, just says Vashana Hashviyas. Mishana She'inim Al-Chadashim, from another term of year, which doesn't mention anything about months, which is by Tishri, just as Mereshis Hashana. And the Ein Dan in Shana She'inim Al-Chadashim, however, we do not learn the halacha of Shemitah, which talks about the year and not months. Mishana She'inim Al-Chadashim, from a term of year, which does mention months, which when it talks about Nisan, it says L'chadshei Hashana, to the months of the year, so it's a different parallel, and therefore we'd rather learn it from the more precise one of Shana without Chadashim and not from Nisan, and that's how we know that the beginning of Shemitah begins on the first of Tishrei. Now another halacha that was considered the Rosh Hashanah of it is the first of Tishrei was V'lo Yevales, for the halacha of Yevol, the Jubilee year, which is every 50 years after seven cycles of 7 years, which the seventh one is Shemitah, so 49, then comes the year of the Yevol. Now, that the Gemara asks, Yevlis be'echa b'tishrei hu, is it really true that the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year of Yevol, begins on the first of Tishrei? But Yevlis be'yud b'tishrei hu. However, we know that Yevol begins actually on the 10th of Tishrei. The Chesivet says, the Pasuk Meyikra, it says, Bayoim ha-kipurim tabir shayfer, on Yom Kippurim, which is the 10th of Tishrei, 10 days later after the first, that one should pass and blow the shayfer throughout the land, which then designates that it proclaims that Yevol begins. So how can we say that it's Rosh Hashanah is on the first of Tishrei? So that the Gemara answers. Hamani, actually, the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel b'nai shal b'yechanon ben b'reiki. The town, like within the Braisa, it says the pasuk b'yikra. It says v'kedash Mishnah sachamishim shana, that you should sanctify the 50th year, which is halacha of making it yevil. Now, on that, the question in the Braisa is matay malaymo. What is the pasuk teaching us? Now, it already said that it's going to be sheva shabsei shanim. You're going to have 7 years, 7 cycles of 7 years, which is 49 years. And then it says, Vavarta Shefer b'chedesh ha-shvi, and then in the seventh month, you should blow the Shefer. I obviously say no. If it's coming after 7 cycles of 7 years, that's 49. It's going to be in the 50th year. So what is the pasuk teaching me that you should sanctify it in the 50th year? So that the Braisa says, Lafisha ne'amar b'yemi kippurim, since it says that when should you blow the Shefer, it should be on Yom Kippur. So yochel loitem miskadesh ha-sil Yom Kippur me'elech. So you would think that the Yebel has only become sanctified from Yom Kippur and on. Now, Tamalim, that's what the pasuk is teaching us. V'kedash mishnas hachamishim. You should sanctify the 50th year. Now, malamish miskadesh is v'leches mitchilas, which means say on the beginning of the 50th year, which begins as the year begins on Tishri 10 days earlier, and that's when you sanctify it from its inception. Now, mikan am Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shem Rechem Rika, and this is where is the source of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Rechem Rika's halacha, that he tells us as follows. He says, Mir Shoshana ad Yom Kippurim, from these 10 days from Shoshana till Yom Kippurim, lahoy avadim niftaron levitayim. The slaves were not able to go home yet because it only says Tavir Shefer, which happened in Yom Kippur, and only then does it say Bekrasim Dror, that then they should be proclaimed their freedom. So they couldn't go free yet until after the Shefer is blown in Yom Kippur. However, V'lemishtabin L'dayneim, but they weren't enslaved anymore to their masters because, as we said before, it says already V'kidashtimis Shnasachamishim, Yevil officially started from Rosh Hashanah. So what state were they in? Rather, they would eat and drink and they'd be merry. Vatre, same Bereshim, they would have their crowns on their head. In other words, if one of the slaves wanted to put a crown on his head to show that he's free, he was allowed to, because he wasn't enslaved anymore. Now, Kivin Shiyagi Yom Kippurim, once it would reach Yom Kippur, then Taku Bezdin Meshefer, then Bezdin, the courts would blow the Shefer, and then Niftar Avadim Lebetein, then the slaves would go home to their homes, and Vesadis Chez Lebelein, and the fields of people that had sold them to other people would go back to their rightful owners. Now, one thing we see is that this is obviously the interpretation of our Mishnah, where it begins already in Av Tishrei, so although the Pasuk says they blow the Shefer on the 10th, so on some level something is happening on Yom Kippur, but this Kedusha, the Rosh Hashanah, if it actually begins in Rosh Hashanah, like our Mishnah said, which is going according to Bishmol, B'noi Shem Bichman Breka. Whereas Rabbanan, whoever the Rabbanan, who they argue and they hold that, no, it doesn't begin in Rosh Hashanah, it begins when the Shefer is blown on the Yom Kippur of Yevil. So what do they do with that pasuk of Hekadash Mishnas HaChamishim Shana if the sanctity is not beginning in the beginning of the year? What are we learning from that pasuk if we already know that Yevil is in the seventh month when you blow the Shefer, which is obviously after 7 cycles of 7 is going to be in the 15th year? They learn from this pasuk something else. They learn Shanim Atim Hekadash. You have to sanctify years. When are you sanctifying a year? For example, the Yevil year, when it begins, so there's a commandment on Bezdin to sanctify the year. And that's what they do in that process of blowing the Shefer and sanctifying it. But the diuk is the primary halacha. V'iyat mekadosh chadashim, however, you do not sanctify months, which is like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's opinion mentioned later on, Daf Chavdal Amad Aleph, which his opinion is whether the moon was seen in its proper time or not in its proper time. Either way, whether it's chas or mola, whenever it was seen, we do not sanctify the month, which the Gemara will later on learn, which is coming from this pasuk, which is we do not sanctify. Although the other opinion hold, we're mekadosh, the chedesh bezin has to say, be mekadosh it. Lezer Reb Shimon's opinion is based on this opinion of the Rabbanu, who they argue and say that no, the Kedash Mishnas Chamishim Shana, only years you sanctify, but not months, and therefore that goes well with their opinion that we do not start Yovel from Rosh Hashanah, because our Mishnah is like Reb Shmuel ben Nechum Rechberka. They learn it starts only on the Yom Kippurim when they blow the Shefer. Now, related to this Machlekes, the Gemara brings the following Braisa. Tani Dechulin the Braisa. The first opinion mentioned the Braisa goes well with Rabbi Shmuel ben Nechum Rechem Breka's opinion, which the Gemara, the Braisa quotes the pasuk in Vayikra that says Yovel hi, that this year, the 50th year, is the Jubilee year. Now, the question is Matam Alema. What is those words coming to teach us if we know what the year is already? So, on that, the Braisa says Lefisha Nema, since it says in the pasuk B'Kidash Mishnas Achamishim that you should sanctify the 50th year, which we just explained according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Nechum Breka, it comes to teach us that although actually, Yevil on some level starts in Yom Kippur when they blow the Shefer, but still it becomes sanctified already in the beginning, as we said in our Mishnah, that it's Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei. So now, Yachol, so you would think, based on that interpretation, just like we start Yevil earlier really than really when it starts with Yom Kippur, that we sanctify it from its beginning on Rosh Hashanah. Kach miskadeshes v'lechas v'seifes. So too it should continue its sanctification at the end. In other words, after the year of Yovel, which ends on Rosh Hashanah, which then begins next year, it should continue until Yom Kippurim, which is when it started. So we go a little bit before and start from Rosh Hashanah, but we also continue later after Rosh Hashanah and go until the next Yom Kippurim. Now, Ba'al Titma, and the Brisa says, and don't wonder that how could we say such a thing that we should continue the Yovel year into the next year, because Shari Mesif and Mechel HaKadosh, because, as the Gemara will say on the next daf, that we add in halacha regarding different Yom Tovim and in this context of Yovel from the mundane onto the times of that is holy. In other words, we extend the holy times, as we're saying we start Yovel before Yom Kippurim, all the way from Rosh Hashanah, so too we would extend after Yovel is over, Rosh Hashanah, to the next Yom Kippurim. Tamalim, that's what the pasuk comes to teach. Yovel hi. If this is Yovel, it is Yovel, which that's a mi'ut, it's excluding something, which is Shnas HaChamishim, the 50th year is Yovel. Which is Shnas HaChamishim at Mekadesh, you sanctify as Yovel only the 50th year, V'yat Mekadesh Shnas HaChamishim Achas, but you did not sanctify the 51st year. So although we're extending it a little bit before Yom Kippurim from Rosh Hashanah, but we're not Meskadesh as it Lebesayf, because although we are Meisim Mechayla LaKadesh, however in this case would be different because the Pasuk is being reminded by saying Yovel, he is Yovel, but not the 51st year. Now we continue on to the top of Testament Al, but Rabbanan, according to the other opinion that we mentioned in the previous Brisa, where they do not learn from this term of from Bekidashtim that you sanctify it earlier than it should be, because they actually learn that it doesn't start from Rosh Hashanah. It starts from Yom Kippur when they blow the shofar. So therefore, you don't need he, according to them, when it says Yovel he, to exclude the end, to make such a drasha. So what do they do with the term of Yovel he? So they learn it to teach a different halacha. Shnas Chamishim Atamayna, you count the Yovel year as the 50th year. What does that mean? The Iatamayna, but you do not count the Yovel year as the 50th year, which is at the end of the 49 years, and Shnas Chamishim Achas, to count it additionally as the 51st year. In other words, not only for its previous cycle, but even to count it as the first year of the next cycle. In other words, we could have assumed that there's always a 7-year cycle. So every seventh year is Shemitah, then you begin again the 7 year, then seven, after seven cycles, you have the 50th year. Well, that's really year one of the new Shemitah cycle. So therefore, I would assume maybe that this 50th year will be both the last year of the first 50-year cycle, but also the first year of the new one. That's what, according to the Rabbanan, the Pasuk is teaching us, that only Yovel hi. It is Yovel, it's only the 50th year, it's Shnas HaChamishim, but it's not Shnas HaChamishim Be'achas. In other words, not in halacha of being meisa from the Kedusha till the next Yom Kippur, but rather, lafukim Rebbe Huda. It's coming to his clue from the opinion of Rebbe Huda. Dama that he says in Masechet Nedarim, he says, Shnas Chamishim, Oyle Lekan Ulekan, he says the 50th year will work for both, if we're going with 50-year periods, it works for the Shnas HaYevel, which is basically ending off the first 50 years, and it's also year number one for the coming Shemitah cycle. Kamash Malandalai, according to the Rabbanan, that's exactly what the Pasuk is teaching by Yovel Hi, that this is Yovel, which means to say it's Shnas HaChamishim, it's the 50th year, but it's not being counted as year number one of the new Shemitah cycle. Yovel is its own year. After Yovel, then you begin year number one of the new Shemitah cycle, but that's what they're learning according to Yovel Hi, because they don't use it to exclude regarding the Kedusha, because they don't hold that the Kedusha actually starts beforehand. They say, I would think the same thing afterwards, because they learned Bekidashtem, that not in reference to the halacha of when we begin Yovel, because they do not learn that you start from before. They actually learn it regarding a different halacha, that of that you Mekadesh Shanim, which is only by Yovel, and not by Mekadesh Chadashim, that we never do Kedesh HaChadesh according to the Pinyin Rabbanan.